Right, well, because I'm using Oldscape, does that mean that everything I see will seem somehow irrelevant and, like, not up to date?
No, that's,
it just all comes through with, like, poppy filter from the old radio. You'll sound like you're in a 1940s radio program.
Oh, spiffing.
Rather.
Also, we're able to give you information about the future, but we probably shouldn't.
Excellent. Flying cars yet?
Tragically, no.
Wow, that's weird. You guys go for flying cars. The moment that someone mentions information about the future, my first thought was lottery tickets.
The Webcomics Company Podcast. Visit www.webcomics.co.
Who is our MC for this duo of episodes?
Oh, that's a good point, because you have to do the intro if you do the MCing.
It's true.
I don't think MCing works with old Skype.
You're just saying that's your catchphrase now, isn't it? Old Skype.
Oh, dear God.
Rocking the old school.
Don't rock the old school, the foundations are terrible.
Would it technically be hipster Skype?
Yeah. It's pretty retro, yeah. You're only using it ironically.
Yeah.
It's classic Skype.
God, this new Skype is so mainstream, you know, I still use old Skype.
I'm not even using Skype at all. I'm using this. Well, it's this voice over internet protocol thing you've probably never even heard of.
I actually just have a yogurt pot on a string.
Oh, luxury! I dream of having a yogurt pot on a string.
Oh, don't get me doing it for you.
Well, you know, I mean, new Skype is becoming pretty mainstream. I've been using it since way before you heard of it, so.
Well, I'm going to beat you all, because I've been here so long that my phone number on Skype is 1.
Mine is 0.
Oh, beat to it again.
Does seem like a wildly impractical usernames. Just going to put that out there. A lot of spam coming your way there.
Spam.
Do you guys get a lot of spam through Skype?
Not through Skype, no.
No, I've never had any.
I get a lot, yeah.
I get loads of spam.
I don't tend
spam.
To be logged in unless I'm actually using it, though.
Well, for me, Skype has 3 uses. I get spam through it, I get people from Turkey wanting to marry me, and I talk to you guys.
Because people from Turkey isn't wanting spam, to marry me. No.
Do you not
there is
get
a way to generally turn that off. You can go to privacy settings, only allow people in my contact list to contact me.
There's another way.
Good tip.
You go into your profile and it's like mail.
I'm afraid that doesn't work, or else I've made a quite a big error when filling out my data there.
I meant for the Turkey guys. You can't stop the spam.
All right. So okay. Got the question.
Yeah,
I think find that.
I've tracked it down.
Oh, excellent. Are you going to MC then?
Oh no. I'll give it a go. Hello and welcome to the Webcomics Company podcast, a podcast all about webcomics. Today there's a panel of 5 of us willing to discuss webcomic promotion sites and listing sites, and we are Zoe Robinson at alloverthehouse.net, zoerobinson.com and notmouse.net, Luke Searle of LukeSearle.com.
Hello.
Luke Healy of SwanneeNook.com.
Hello.
And Matt Dyson of Moo and Keo at MooKeo.com.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. And I'm James Spence of GirlsInSpace.co.uk.
Wow, we got them all right. You're going to have to do this all the time.
That is amazing. It's a landmark episode.
I must admit, really I cheated. I wrote it all down just before we started.
It's all right. I'll cut that bit out.
All right.
give the impression of professionalism.
We have delusions of competency.
Now that there's five of us, we can summon Captain Planet.
Back to me, fire.
Who gets completely left out in the cold and gets heart? Oh, sorry, monkey. Because we all know his power was monkey, not heart.
I was born in the 90s. I don't know what's happening.
I was born in the 70s, and I don't know what was happening.
No, I don't feel old anymore, yay!
Well, I was born in the 80s, and you lot are missing out.
80s was the best years to be growing up.
Definitely.
So webcomic promotion sites. How about them?
Wow, we're 2 minutes in and we've derailed.
Podcast.
It all came from an email that came from Faisal, and he asked the question. He's in the process of developing a new site called webcomicuniverse.com, so there's a free plug, which will be a free promotion tool for webcomics, and he has a team of people working on the site. He says that topwebcomics.com is a popular promotion tool and asks what sites do other webcomic users use to promote their comics. What would we as webcomic creators like the ideal free webcomic promotion website to be like? And are there better ways to promote comics than a top 100, such as a better ranking structure or any other ideas? So what do you guys think of all that?
Well, I guess firstly, do you guys use any webcomic ranking sites?
I used to.
Not as such.
I have listed my comics on them and then promptly never really gone back to them. I know that with some of them, the likes of top webcomics, that there are a lot of people who do put things on, and then they seem to have a voting structure where if you vote for it, you can get in to see a sort of a bonus little web page, and so people end up promoting top web comics in order that, you know, they can get higher up this sort of ranking system.
What I seem to have found looking at myself, I mean, by all means, people can correct me if they've had success with them, but the sites like the top 20, top 100 of this, that, and the other sites tend to only the main people that go on them are people that are trying to get in them.
Yeah.
So it's less of an advertising to a wider audience and more of a, to forgive the term, more of a bit of a circle jerk.
Yeah, it is a bit, yeah.
Which is why I try and keep away from them.
Well, unfortunately, that's what's going to happen every time that you have what is effectively a popularity contest of press this button to make me feel good.
Yeah, this is why I've never, ever bothered with them. I guess it's always been in my head that... it kind of stems from when I was younger, my dad had a self-employed business, and one of the things that he never did was he never advertised. It was all word of mouth, and he got his success, and he ended up being very, very busy on the fact that he ran a very, very good business, and because he ran a good business, people talked about him, and then people came back. So I've got that kind of mentality in my head that, by all means, I'll go out and put a few Project Wonderful adverts out there, this, that, and the other, and I'll put myself about at a convention and things like that, but I don't necessarily believe in these websites that are, come look at me, I'm fantastic. I'd rather just devote my energy to doing a fantastic strip, so when people come to the strip, they'll come read it and hopefully see that I'm getting better over time.
Yeah, I have to admit, I agree. I have used the webcomic things before in the past on Nobmouse. I didn't bother with All of the House, because unless you're in the top 100, it's not going to get you anything.
Yeah.
And it's so much effort to get into the top 100 that I thought, why don't I just spend my time making a better product and perhaps learning social networking instead and seeing whether I can boost it that way? And to be honest, I think I've got more out of it from doing that.
The one thing I'd say that was an exception to that is that there are some, like, what's it called, Belfry Comics, and I think there's one, Pippercat or something, and they're both ones where they seem to acknowledge that you've posted, you know, it seems to know your update schedule in some way, and people who have got, they actually have a user account with them, and if they've marked your comic as being one of their favourites, then you know, you might find that you get traffic coming in regularly from that if a user of the site is actually, you know, considering you one of their favourites. I've had a wee bit coming in from Belfry and that Pippercab one, generally speaking, I'd say it's more a way of kind of kicking off getting some readers in rather than anything that you could rely on to a great extent.
Yeah, I've only ever read one comic that really pushed that side of things. They were always, I think with every update, they put a top webcomics bonus. And they were always like, you know, it was good stuff that they were putting in there. So I did click through a few times. That comic was called Bear Nuts. And they were one of the top, they were at least in the top five on topwebcomics.com. And I'm just looking at their Project Wonderful stats now. And they're getting about 4,000 hits a week from us.
Oh, right, wow.
Okay.
So, you know, it's working, but, you know, they're at the very top, that top 100, and that, as far as I can see, hasn't changed that much. There's still the same few comics up there.
Yeah, it's something you've got to put effort into, and if you're not at the top, it's questionable whether it's worth it.
The big one I know that does extra voting incentives is, although it's, I think it's actually stopped, that is Saturday Morning Breakfast Cereal, which always had a little extra, which you can now get by hovering over your mouse over the red button.
Ah, the red button extra, yes.
But I think actually
that red button extra is so clever.
I think that was actually a vote emission incentive. I think with Top Web Comics, the big judge, it really is a judge of how good your voting incentives are, really, rather than perhaps the inherent quality of your comic, because that's, as far as I know, that's the only reason I'm aware of Top Web Comics.
Right, yeah.
Voting incentives.
Yeah, but in my mind, these web comics, they always seem, or these websites always seem very old-fashioned, you know, they seem a little antiquated.
Yeah, that's right.
They've been around since the late 90s, and to be honest, the style hasn't changed. I remember them with top mud sites, top review sites, things like that. They've been around since then, and they haven't changed, and that's probably why they're not widely used anymore.
It's back from the days of, like, web rings and things.
Yes, that's it.
It's a very old way. It's kind of like in the pre-Google days when Yahoo was still king and Yahoo had everything in categories on the main page and things like that. God, I'm dating my web experience here. Yes, children, Twitter didn't always exist.
I think, I mean, a lot of these ones, they also end up with kind of, you know, dead web comics cluttering them up and things like that as well. And I think that, I suppose getting back to the question of if there are any sort of better things that, you know, if he is trying to build this type of site, then probably making sure that there is some sort of way of weeding out dead comics from it so that you've got a reasonably relevant list. I kind of thought as well that, you sort of get these lists and you've got a hodgepodge of all sorts of different types of comic. You know, you've got serious ones and comedy and science fiction and all sorts in there. And I guess you wouldn't necessarily get a reader who's interested in every single one of those just because they all happen to be web comics. I would imagine that if you were to, you know, like when you go into Amazon, if you've got a book that you like and it comes up and it says people who like this also like these various other ones. So I suppose if it was a site that was going to attract readers who would then use it and get something out of it, then probably something along those lines where it could actually say, okay, I like Luke Healy's comics, so I'll probably also like Matt Dyson's comics, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right. Sorry, go on.
Well, I think in a way that's sort of how Twitter works. Because if you're following an artist that you like, you know, they might promote someone else's comic, and you kind of find more that way, and it kind of spider webs out from there. But you know, I think Twitter has kind of made some of these sites very obsolete.
Yeah.
I don't know how well top 100 lists ever worked, because I don't know. I don't think there's enough change in the list to make it effective. I think maybe something more along the lines of featuring comics. If you know what I mean, say on the front page you feature different comics all the time. Otherwise, it's always going to be the same few at the top.
Do you have a question for the team? If so, pose it at www.webcomics.co.
Webcomics Company Podcast. I've had an idea then. Dig and Reddit, they're incredibly popular now, and they're bringing a lot of links to webcomics. What if a new top website, instead of doing the standard thing of vote for me every day and I'll stick to the top of the list forever and no one else will get a chance, what if it went from the point of view of something like Dig or Reddit, where you press a button and it adds to your score? And you can search on this website depending on genre or content or whatever, because it's all database driven, so it can generate top 100 lists on the fly. And your ranking would go down after a few days of no updates, so you would effectively weed out all of the dead webcomics right at the bottom of the list. But your ranking could also go up depending on reviews that people put in for whatever update you've just had.
Are you aware of a site called isitfunnytoday.com?
No, I've not heard of that one.
What it does, it has basically a list of, it's probably about 100 comics or so, which it includes mine, so I'm aware of it. And it's very simply, it says, is today's update funny or not funny? And then it gives you a list on the right column of the most recent comics and what their current voting station is, and on the left side, the top 20. It says top 20 today, but it actually is the top 20 in the last 48 hours. So anything which is old obviously doesn't appear. And so at the top today we've got Nedroid is apparently the funniest comic produced in the last 48 hours.
Do you love Nedroid?
28 yes votes and 2 no votes.
That seems like a really, really good idea.
It's incredibly simple. I think the site it has boiled down to a small handful of core users. But it's very, and to be honest, what I use it for is it just gets me an opinion on my comic, and so I know what's working with people and what's not. It's a good site. I'd encourage people to check it out.
It seems quite clever. I mean, I just playing about with it while you were speaking there. So if I click the Nedroid link, then it takes me to the Nedroid site. But it has a bar along the top where it's got the is it funny, yes or no, and then options to do all the social network stuff along there. So yeah, it seems like a very clever way that they've got quite minimally been able to get to the point of the voting part of it, if you like.
It only really works for obviously gag comics. They did have an attempt to separate regular and story comics, but I think the story, there's literally nobody who votes on the story side of things.
I was going to say, that was going to be my point to poo-poo it a little bit, is it works for funny comics, but for comics that are even humorous but long form, it doesn't necessarily work. Which is good.
Yeah.
So you are getting a good voting, but you're missing out on an entire side of comics that you wouldn't necessarily see.
Really for comics like
not that it's
mine,
a bad thing But going back to what James was saying earlier, well, picking up on some things that James was saying earlier, I think a site could work if it was maybe more of a directory kind of a site. Like you were saying, when Amazon says, you know, people who liked this also liked this, if it was some sort of categorized directory of comics that could somehow tell if a comic was still alive or not, so it would weed out comics, or at least update a listing on each page saying when they last updated, for instance. And do you know, like when you add a feed to Google Reader, it'll tell you roughly on average how many updates they have a week,
right,
and things like that. But if it categorizes it into, as I say, your main categories, so then you'd get your gag a day strips, you'd get your long form humor, long form drama, and this, that, and the other, and people could find comics they like by genre. As well as having somewhere to read the reviews of them. That could possibly work, but as far as I've seen, nobody's ever really successfully pulled off something like that that was comprehensive enough and had enough people actually using it.
The most similar thing I know to that is the webcomiclist.com.
Yes. Yes, I put myself on that actually a couple of weeks ago, because I just found it, and it is very good. It's I think it's the closest to something like that that's actually managed to have the features. It just needs a few more people to be aware of it and actually using it.
Just out of curiosity, since we're kind of on the topic of these sites that kind of are basically promoting your comic, are you aware of how each of your readers have found your comic? Like, what the main ways that people have found your own comics are?
Oh, I know mine. A lot of them come in through adverts that I occasionally put up, but the majority are coming through Twitter when people retweet when I update, and Facebook.
Right, okay. So are you, presumably that'll be sort of Google Analytics you're using to sort of, you know, figure that all out.
Yeah, Google Analytics and Project Wonderful Adverts. I used to have, the top web comics and things like that on Knobmouse, and I got in total about 3 people come through that. So in the end, I just said it wasn't worth my time. So I don't deal with that now. It's just, basically, it's social media and occasional adverts.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, apart from all over the house. Currently I'm getting a lot of people Googling for all over the house and coming to that. But it's not due to my comic. It's due to a semi-pornographic music video for for a song called All Over the House.
Oh, wow.
All of us are in Google.com. All over the Google.
Yeah, if you look at Google,
sorry, just leave me be.
So this is a pro tip for anybody starting a webcomic. Compose a semi-pornographic movie musical with the same title as your comic.
Oh, it works.
Are you available for filming next week, Luke?
Oh, dear.
Have you found it?
No, I'm not even going to open that Pandora's box there. Semi-pornographic music videos. I think I'll be able to do without.
Yep, if you just type All Over the House in, listing number 1 is the comic, listing number 2 is the video.
Oh, dear. I'm just looking at where I get kind of new readers from. The biggest thing, I have a very small readership, who are pretty cool, but the main places I'm getting mine from are the webcomiclist.com, which is, I imagine, my signature on the forums. Then Twitter comes after that, and then after that is lukesirl.com. So they're my big 3. Thanks, Luke.
Friends linking is always a good thing if you've got a few friends that do comics. I think in general my main linkages are from Twitter, Facebook. I have a good following from the XKCD forums because I've got a lot of friends on there, and I'm a big part of the community to a point. I also get quite a few linkings in from Lem's webcomic, Bunny Comic, as I've been linked from there. I've done a few guest comics for him. But again, the main two big ones, Facebook, Twitter.
For me, the big one is Stumble Upon. That's going to work probably for me more because it's everything is individually. Its merits are entirely accessible in individual chunks. I'm not sure how many Stumble Upon readers are those that stick around. Am I coming through okay? Stumble Upon readers. The nature of Stumble Upon is people come, people go, but hopefully the occasional person will decide to click through a few more of the archives.
Right.
But that's my biggest link.
Stumble Upon is very good. When you've got a standalone strip, it's really good.
Oh yes.
Yeah, on an average day. So I get sort of Reddit spikes occasionally. I used to get Dig spikes occasionally, but Dig's just gone now.
Dig's all but dead.
That's a shame.
Let's put it this way. When I was redoing my website and I was putting my social media tags on, you know, like Reddit this, submit it to, Stumble Upon, etc., I didn't even bother putting a Dig on there.
Fair. I didn't know that. I was going to put in some Dig tabs, but if they're dying off, then it's probably not worth it.
The long and short of it was, Dig did a huge redesign around 6 months ago now, and it pissed off a good proportion of all the users because it was tedious. And instead of listening to the users and deciding to revert some changes back or make some compromises, they more or less said, "Hey, it's going to be like this, suck it."
Yeah, and that doesn't work on the internet.
Reddit instead.
you can't just tell everyone to suck it because it doesn't work. They go, "No, we'll go somewhere else."
Sort of worked for Facebook a few times, but the problem with Dig is that there's just a very, very simple alternative: go to Reddit, which is basically exactly the same thing, but better.
And Reddit had pretty much all of the Dig stories a day before Dig, anyway.
You are listening to the Webcomics Company podcast. Stay tuned for more banter.
I was just trying to give a quick think about sort of ways that you could get maybe a site like this to work. And I thought, well, it would be a good idea. I have it written down on a pad because I'm a nerd and I didn't think I'd remember it. But I thought a good one would be if you approached maybe successful webcomic artists and writers who have like a big following, and then get them to give a recommendation of a comic and just like a short paragraph or something saying why. I think that would be great promotion. Mm. Just to have that on the front page, like X recommends why.
I agree, but I don't think there'd be many of them that would do it because there's not necessarily anything in it for them whatsoever.
That is true.
If I was pulling in the Scott Kurtz, the Brad Geiger numbers, I'd be more interested in spending that half an hour of my day working on another strip or working on another book or working on some more advertisements. And I don't necessarily think there's anything in it for them whatsoever.
That's a good point. Plus, if they really would like the comic, they could just pimp it over Twitter.
It's just in a lot of the interviews with a lot of the big people, you tend to find when you ask people what their favourite comics are, not many of them read that much anymore because they're too busy doing their own stuff.
Yeah.
There isn't. It wouldn't even go that far. If you get even moderately popular, you'll end up getting lots of emails from people saying, "Oh, can you mention my comic? I'm just starting out and I could do with a hand." I get emails like that, and I'm not exactly big time. And I have to admit, I don't generally respond to them because you get so many saying, "Well, I could recommend your comic, but it's got nothing to do with what my readers are looking at."
You can't do that whatsoever because the second you do one, you're faced with a situation where you either do all of them and it ends up just clogging up your time, mm-hmm. or you get accused of favouritism.
Yes.
So you've got to come to a point where you just decide not to bother. I mean, I start getting those, and my general outlook when I get one of those now is, if I'm going to be linking a comic on my website, it's going to be a comic that I read, and that by all means I'll take a look at your comic. There's no problem you sending me a link to your comic, but I'm only going to pop it up there if I read it and enjoy it on a regular basis over a long period of time. I mean, for a while, because a couple of people got a bit antsy, I even took down all the links to comics on my website and just said, no, I don't link.
Oh, wow.
I can fully understand that.
I've gone back from doing that now because it was a fair while ago from people, this particular couple of people kicking off, but yeah, you've got to be very careful.
So getting back to this to the question then, Luke Healy, had you that was what one of your ideas? You said you'd written down a few bits and bobs.
It was kind of stuff that we'd already mentioned. It was mostly just my own thoughts on kind of current sites. And to be honest, I don't think they really have a place anymore. It's so easy for...
I'm just going to come out and say I don't think that this is... I think this is something which worked before social media, but in this now, I don't think there's really a place. Sorry, nice question.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's plain that Grumpy Matt agrees as well.
I think the problem is it's like a kind of middleman. You don't necessarily need to have something there that's saying, you know, come here to find all your webcomics, because people can find them sort of other ways. The one thing I'd wondered, though, was if he was to do something that, instead of like focused on getting webcomic creators coming in, if he was able to do something that was like a webcomic readers club or forum or something, where actual readers could come in and talk about different comics and things, and he'd probably find that a lot of webcomic artists would want to advertise on his site. That was the only thought I'd had that was something you could try, but I'm not sure other than that.
Yeah, he said he had a team working on it, and I don't know if you... I certainly hope you're not investing money into this, or certainly not a lot of money, because I don't... To be honest, I don't see you making return, I'm afraid.
Webcomics company, it's just... crushing dreams.
I'm so sorry.
Keep this podcast.
I think with all these sites, I think if you're starting out a new website, you probably want to do this, and there's nothing much wrong with just going through all the ones you can find and adding yourself. If there's an automatic update detecting feature, add it. But I wouldn't spend a considerable amount of time maintaining them. Maybe see if those incentives can work for you, perhaps on top web comics, but otherwise I don't think this is the way that webcomics seem to work anymore.
No. At the end of the day, it all goes down to the golden rule of making webcomics. The best way to get the most readers and make the most out of it and enjoy it the most is to settle down, concentrate, and make the best comic you can. If you make the best comic you can consistently, then you will get the readers over time. It might take a little bit longer, but you will have readers that will stick with you for longer, and you'll be happier in doing what you're doing, and that will show through in your work.
Yep, that's true.
If you
it always comes back to that. I mean, do you guys legitimately know any comics that are amazing that are hidden? Because I can't think of any. Every so often you see one. I remember a guy posted on the forums on the webcomic list, and I thought his comic was amazing. I'd never heard anything about him before. A few weeks later, he was gone all around Twitter. This guy, Ryan A, is his Twitter handle, at Ryan A.
Okay.
There's one or two I know. I could probably do a fair list. There's one called Blurred Lines Comics.
Oh, I love that.
Which I love. As far as I know, it's not. It's wary saying that quality equals number of readers. There's a whole minefield there which would be
I never said it equals numbers, but that is the best thing you can do to give yourself the best chance at the numbers, and it's the only real thing that you need to make sure you get right. If it's going to be completely and utterly rubbish, then you're not going to get far.
Oh,
hello,
robot.
Well, that's the end of the future tells us.
Oh, that always reminds me of like an old game show where sound goes off at the end of a round.
Have we all said our pieces then? Are we happy to move on from this topic to the next? To finish up, I guess.
I think we've said it. At the end of the day, it doesn't really... The ranking sites are old hat now, and the community is too big for a ranking site to really work anymore.
I think that if you want something like this to work, you just have to do something new, because if you just kind of do something that other sites have been doing for a while, it's not working, it's not going to work for you. Try something new. Whoever invented Facebook and Twitter, they hit on something good.
Actually, that's a good point. We could be saying no to something where he's got an idea that's going to be fantastic. If he's not going to do just what has been done before, then all power to him, see if it works. But as a standard rankings or listing site, it's been done.
thanks for
messages.
If you do go ahead with it, please put all our comments at the top of the list.
Even though we poo-pooed your idea.
Seriously, good luck with the idea if you do go ahead with it, and you might pick a few bits and bobs out of what we've done if you do decide to proceed with it. All the best with it. But I think on that bombshell, I think we might have to wrap things up for today. So thanks to the panel for participating today. So that's Matt Dyson of Mookio.com.
Bye-bye.
Luke Healy of SwanneeNook.com.
Goodbye.
Luke Searle of LukeSearle.com.
Goodbye.
And Zoe... Kirk Robinson
Zoe Kirk Robinson of ZoeRobinson.com.
I'd worry if we got it right. I really would.
I think the world, us getting through an entire thing without making a mistake is one of the signs of the apocalypse.
It's the last sign of the apocalypse.
good time to up, guys.
And of course, we also have
the last sign of the apocalypse.
We also have Jim Spence of GirlsInSpace.co.uk.
Hey,
we'll get there in the end. You've been listening to the Webcomics Company podcast. We'll see you next time. Until then, goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Webcomics Company podcast. See you in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, it's basically rugby. You have two rugby teams who rugby against each other, and whoever rugby's hardest is the winner. That's how it works, right?
You win. Yeah, it's called a full rugby.
Yeah. And if they're really good, they score a double rugby.
Oh man, no one's scored a double rugby since that rugby match back in 1980 rugby.
This is true.
What on earth are you lot talking about?
Sports.